This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Save $20 plus get free shipping on the Gen 40 Heater now at EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEHEATER. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We want to be sure that what we send is not birdable or bird bath or privilege scrub. They're the two we're getting good responses. There's no bad answer.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Biden's historic bipartisan infrastructure deal will now become the law of the land.
And I'm trickled out.
This is a confusing time. Confusing time.
Now for the bad news.
He's here! He's here, everybody!
Your captain, Howie Carr.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Just looking over some headlines. Remember a couple of months ago, Smith and Wesson announced they were going to move most of their operations from Springfield down to Tennessee. Well, guess what? Remington, their headquarters have been in New York for forever. They're moving to LaGrange, Georgia, which is southwest of Atlanta. They're going to invest $100 million in a new factory and research operations in Georgia. And they plan to create over 850 new jobs in LaGrange, Georgia. That's their commitment to the Empire State, their home state for all these over 100 years, probably closer to 200 years. Meanwhile, Italian Institute of Health drastically reduces its official COVID death toll number. They until now, they've had 130,000 dead in Italy with COVID. That's the way they called it. They've now adjusted it to by COVID, meaning that killed just by COVID itself. And so it went from 130,000 deaths overnight with COVID to less than 4,000.
Nothing to see here, please. 3,738,
which is less than are killed in Italy in an average flu season. Okay? Meanwhile, Obama went to the endless COP26 conference today, and he began his climate speech by talking about himself for a full 90 seconds. Only 90 seconds? Only 90 seconds, huh? 844-500-4242. And incidentally, the Las Vegas Raiders, who last week cut the wide receiver who was driving 156 miles an hour with a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit, killed a woman and her dog in an accident. He was the number 12 pick in the 2020 draft. He was cut. Today they cut. They had a second first round pick last year, a guy named Damon Arnette, a cornerback. He was the 19th pick in the 2020 NFL draft first round. He was cut today. He was threatening to kill someone with a gun on social media. And they said, see you later. See you later. So that's a first in the NFL, two first round picks from a year earlier, cut in 1 week. 844-500-4242, 603. What's the back in the USSR reference? I'm back in Massachusetts. That's what it is. But again, it's more. I more feel like I'm back in Albania than in the USSR. All right, time now for the chump line.
Q
Jamila Parker Bowes thought Joe Biden was a nice guy, but he was just a little long-winded.
I haven't read the story yet, but I love the headline on Mark Stein's column. The House of Windsor meets the House of Wind.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Well, we turned the clocks back. Most years I like gaining an hour, but getting an extra hour in 2021 is almost as bad as being forced to watch an extended cut of a civil action. Hey, we're going to be fine.
Oh, I like the director's cut of a civil action. I go on twirling my pen for about a minute and a half in there, longer than Obama spoke about himself in Glasgow, Scotland. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the words of Albert Einstein, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. In other words, when people don't understand your message, it's not their fault, it's yours.
The left relied on a lot of hyped-up drama in passing their bill to feed the hacker-rama. They plan to buy power from within their ivory tower and force the taxpayers to suffer the trauma.
Amen to that. Suffer the trauma. And I love the way they call it infrastructure. You know, maybe like a third of it is infrastructure, and the rest of it is just payouts to layabouts, the non-working classes, and Democrat grifters.
Charlie Parker here. Can you do me a favor and keep playing those Nancy Pelosi loops? Because honestly, the more she talks, I sound like a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes, you do, but only in comparison.
Privilege scrub. Isn't that what Hillary used on her server?
Yes, it is. Come to think of it, yes. You mean like a cloth? Did you scrub your server? You mean like a cloth?
Joe Biden here. Come on, man. I was against the $450,000 for illegal immigrants before I was for it. No joke.
Yeah. By the way, today they're talking of, they were saying that that Joe Biden, his administration now, is thinking about shutting down a Michigan oil pipeline. This is called Line 5. And Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, transporting about 540,000 barrels a day. And one of the people who is in the petroleum business said this is just one more example of the Biden administration being divorced from reality. And so first they said, another garbage report, like the $450,000. But now they're saying they might be thinking about it. Yeah, they might be shut just in time for the winter, because you know you don't need reliable sources of heating oil in the winter in Michigan, and Ohio, and Illinois, and Wisconsin, do you? No, of course not.
Howie, if I join the Church of Climate Change, do I have to tithe 10% of my income to Archbishop John Kerry?
You have to tithe it to the Democrat Party, the Democrat Senate Committee, or the House Democrats Committee. Just, it has to go to Democrats, though. That's the only rule. And they're indulgences you will receive are billion-dollar contracts from the Green New Energy Infrastructure Plan.
Aaron Rodgers was self-identifying as being vaccinated.
That's a good way to put it. He could have been very snide and said that, but he was trying to have a legitimate discussion and explain his position. And of course, he's been talking to Joe Rogan, and he's taken a lot of crap about that. Why would he believe Joe Rogan as opposed to the experts? Well, maybe because the experts have had a worse track record of predictions than Joe Rogan has.
I did not break wind with that woman, Camilla Parker Bowles.
That last word really made that call work.
The answer is 36, 24, 36. What are Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi's approval ratings?
Yeah, I think you've inflated them a little bit for Joe and Nancy, and maybe deflated Kamala's just a shade. She's 28. And you gave her a 24.
Nancy Pelosi has admitted that the infrastructure bill is for the bird's bath.
Has anyone been to one of those gas stations where they're slapping the picture of Joe Biden? Have you seen those, Taylor?
I've seen it, but not in person.
Yeah, someone sent me one this afternoon from a gas station in Quincy. It's a picture of Joe Biden, and he's pointing, and you stick it right on the gas pump, so it's pointing at the price. So, like in this case, it was $30, and it's Joe Biden pointing and saying, "I did it."
Because of supply chain issues, my local Bird Bath and Beyond store was completely sold out of Privilege Scrub.
I think we may have to play those cuts again for people who haven't heard them. We played them in the first hour. When did she say this? Was this after the vote on Saturday?
It was the vote was Friday night.
Right.
I think it was Saturday.
Yeah. She was totally lost. We'll play the cuts when we come back.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, at least it's as long as it's between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second batch of chump line messages, we have a second batch every night around 7 o'clock. It's posted wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. It's all the messages we didn't play just now that came in through the course of the day. It's called Chopped Chumps. And again, you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the words of Albert Einstein. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. In other words, when people don't understand your message, it's not their fault, it's yours.
Camilla Parker Bowes thought Joe Biden was a nice guy, but he was just a little long-winded.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Shopping for holiday gifts, you can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and 3 new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose side are you on? Aaron Rodgers or everyone else's?
I'm on Aaron Rodgers' side.
86% say they're for Aaron Rodgers.
All right. 844-500-4242. Got some more crazy Biden cuts to play here. We're going to have Tom Homan from former acting commissioner of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, at 5:30. And we'll play some of the cuts about Biden and the 450,000 as we go through this segment. But there's a couple other wacky ones here. Cut 13.
When the middle class has done well, one of the wealthy when at any time has the wealthy not done extremely well as well?
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut 3.
It's going to create jobs replacing lead in lead water pipes.
Replacing lead in lead water pipes. We'll replace copper in copper water pipes. silver and silver water pipes. And this is the changing stations. You know, he has this this fetish, I guess you'd say, or this obsession with the fact that you can cross the country. Sometimes he talks, you can get on a train and cross the country and never have to fill up your car with gas. Well, I would hope so if you're on the train. But he's got a new thing now with the charging stations. Apparently there was some money. I'm sure it'll all go to Democrat bundlers and big tithers, campaign contributors to Democrats. They'll get all the contracts to build the so-called charging stations, and I'm sure there'll be a real bargain too. Cut 7.
We're going to build out the first ever national network of charging stations all across the country, over 500,000 of them, so that you can make a real auto, and you know, auto companies are made a commitment that we're going to make 50% of vehicles electric by 2030.
By 2030. Now let's go to the other sheet there, Taylor, and go with Biden, cut 8.
And for all of you at home who feel left behind and forgotten in an economy that's changing so rapidly, this bill is for you. The vast majority of the thousands of jobs that will be created don't require a college degree.
I remember the good old days when the slogan used to be, "This bud's for you."
This lifetime of buds is for you in this bill, because you're never going to have to go back to work. That's what we're promising you. And again, this is where are the fact checkers when he says things like this? Cut 9.
And it actually reduces the deficit, according to the leading economists in this country.
According
over
to the
long
leading
term.
Economists.
And it's paid for by making sure that the wealthiest Americans, the biggest corporations, begin to pay their fair share.
Begin.
Again, you've heard me say it 100 times. Why should 40 or 55 corporations made over $40 billion in the last couple of years, why should they pay zero in tax? I said, I'm a capitalist. I'm not a socialist. But the bottom line is everybody should pay their fair share. Zero in taxes? Come on.
As if that's true, and as if he's a capitalist. How many companies does Joe actually run? Cut 10.
And keep my campaign commitment. It does not raise a single penny in tax for anyone making less than $400,000 a year. Say it again. Folks, no matter what they tell you, you're going to find out. This will not affect your taxes one little bit and having to pay a penny more if you make less than $400,000 a year.
So I guess the doubling of the cigarette excise tax from $1 to $2 a pack, is that in the Build Back Better plan, Mr. President? Because I think most of the people who smoke cigarettes make under $400,000 a year. Oh, Lord.
Most people, period, make under $400,000 a year.
Right, exactly. But I'm just talking about it specifically, people who smoke cigarettes are going to get whacked. Just like when Obama became president, he said nobody under $250,000 was going to have a tax increase. And the first thing he did was he jacked up the cigarette tax, because I guess, again, only millionaires, plutocrats, Bloomberg and Zuckerberg and Gates and Bezos, they're the only ones who smoke cigarettes now, right? Right? 917 says, no higher taxes, but gas is twice the price. Not just gas. Everything is twice the price, or will be. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just when you believe they couldn't get any more nefarious than they are, or uninterested or disinterested in the well-being of the Republic and the American people, the citizens and the legal aliens who live here, they do something like this $450,000 for to all the criminals that have crossed the border. They announce it, or it leaks out. Then Biden calls it garbage. Then he says, no, it's not garbage. It's just the number might be garbage. Now we don't even know what the number is. I mean, this is just this is just breathtaking what's being done to this country. I mean, how this country is just being destroyed. This is an invasion. Joining us now to talk about it is Tom Homan, the former director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Tom, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. What's going on here?
Well, the president obviously doesn't know what the hell's going on at the White House. Look, I've been all over this story, $450,000 per person. So if it's a father with two children, you're talking about, like, what's that, 1.3? He's going to make them millionaires.
Right.
Look, and what he's rewarding people who broke our law, and I'll tell the same thing I told AOC last time I testified. Entering this country illegally is a crime. Title 8 United States Code 1325. If you enter it after being deported, it's a felony. And look, and what we did during zero tolerance, we prosecuted people coming across the border illegally, and it had a great effect. Within a week, the numbers were down 25%. But look, U.S. citizen families get separated every day across this country.
Right.
I was a cop in New York. I've arrested fathers for domestic violence. I arrested one father, remember, DUI, and a child in the car. Well, that child went to CPS. He went to jail. U.S. citizen families get separated every day when a parent's prosecuted. So illegal aliens shouldn't have a different set of rules. And what I've been yelling and screaming about is, say, okay, and they said, you know, the ACLU says, well, they went through emotional distress. You know, well, how about angel moms and dads? Now, they've been separated from their children permanently. They buried their children because the children were killed by illegal aliens. How much money do they get? How about the 92,000 sets of parents who buried their children this year because of fentanyl that comes across that border because President Biden opened the border up? More fentanyl comes across that border right now than ever before. How much do those parents get for burying their children being separated? None. This is a ridiculous concept. It's just rewarding old behavior, and it's just going to act as another magnet for people to keep coming, knowing that this government is too scared to arrest and prosecute them for committing a crime.
What gets me, Tom Homan, is when they keep saying that they were subjected to inhumane conditions, and it was a terrible thing that they did, separating them. I mean, they made the decision to bring these kids across the desert. You know, I mean, if you or I did that with our children in the U.S., we'd be arrested for child abuse.
Absolutely. They came across, when we prosecuted them, their children went to licensed daycare, just like U.S. citizen children are put through. So it's the same type of licensed daycare. But let's put it this way. There has been 138,000 unaccompanied alien children smuggled in this country by themselves. Their parents chose to put them in the hands of a criminal cartel to be smuggled into the U.S. and be delivered to the very same parent that hired the criminal cartel to smuggle them into the country. How come they're not being prosecuted? I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, it's okay to, you know, hire criminal cartels to smuggle 135,000 children in the country, but it's not okay to prosecute someone for committing a crime and separating that family. It's just ridiculous. You know, these are the same people that the progressive left, the same people who scream and yell about, you know, zero tolerance and separating families that could have been prosecuted. They're the same people that got no problem tearing a baby out of mother's womb and killing it. They got no problem with that. But they got a problem with law enforcement. This is about law enforcement. This is about opening the borders. This is about shutting down all immigration enforcement in this country. And you know what? They pretty much have done it.
What's the end game, though? I mean, how many people can come into the country? I mean, they flipped all these border communities in southern Texas to Republican. You know, overnight, since Biden's been elected, the Republican candidate in Virginia got over half of the Hispanic vote in last week's election. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a long-term payoff unless they're just trying to totally destabilize everything, all the American citizens of whatever ethnic background are against this.
There's a long-term payoff. These are the way the progressives and the left see this, they are importing future Democratic voters. And look, they don't even have to vote because Biden overturned the Trump census rule. They'll be counted next census. Millions of people come to this country illegally will be counted the next census. They'll be counted in sanctuary cities and left-leaning states where it's going to result in more seats in the House for the Democrats. It's about perpetual power. There's no other reason you want to open the border up. Think about that for a moment. President Trump handed President Biden the most secure border in the history of this nation. Certainly in my 35-year career. We have the first president in the history of this nation that went into office and intentionally unsecured the border, which has caused the most historic migrant surge we've ever seen this past year, 1.7 million. It's actually 1.9 million. Highest amount of fentanyl come across that killed 92,000 people. COVID. Gorbachev's arrested 14 people on terrorist watch list. How many of the 400,000 gotaways are terrorists? This president came and unsecured the border. Who the hell does that? What president says, I want a less secure border? Joe Biden did. It's unbelievable.
And now it's appearing that they have sent 70 airloads of foreign criminals into the state of Florida, just as a way. I don't know how else you'd describe it except punishment of a state turning red and supporting Ron DeSantis. And a 24-year-old Honduran criminal who claimed he was 17 murdered an American citizen, father of four, last week. He's one of the people that was flown into Duval County, Jacksonville, to just basically destabilize the whole area, apparently.
It's going to get a lot worse because, look, I just said 135,000 children released in this country. 72% of these children are the age of 16 and 17. Many of these children aren't children. They're young adults. When I was ICE director, we did Operation Matador in New York, Long Island. We arrested just short of 500 gang members, many of them MS-13. 42%. 42% of gang members we arrested enter this country as a UAC. Let me be clear. Right now, the administration is forcing the Border Patrol to process and quickly process and release as soon as they can. It's not about vetting. It's not about investigating who these people are. Process and release as quick as possible. So they're cutting corners. They're releasing people without background checks. They're releasing people without investigating. I've been down there four times. Some of these people, they look like they're in their 20s, and they're being released as 16, 17-year-olds because Border Patrol is not allowed to investigate it because it's all about push them out of the door as quick as you can because we don't want there to be. There's a crisis. If there's no overcrowding, there's no crisis. So they're managing the optics of the crisis rather than managing the crisis itself. You can't tell me one thing this administration has done to slow the flow. You can't name one enforcement strategy, one deterrence strategy. It's nothing. It's just more and more. Every time they detail hundreds of Border Patrol agents on the border, they're detailed to processing centers to process and release. Not one Border Patrol agent has been detailed to work the border. 40 to 50% of Border Patrol agents are no longer on the line. That border is vulnerable to terrorism, COVID, criminals, fentanyl. This president has the real harm to this country that I don't know if we're going to be able to get it back.
Now, I mean, you know, the murders are already starting to add up, just like the sexual assaults by the Afghan refugees. Don't you think there's eventually going to be a terrorist attack by one of these people, Islamists coming across the border? Because there are a lot of them coming across too, aren't there?
Oh yeah. Like I said, there's 14. Gorbachev actually arrested 14 people that's on the FBI screening database. 14 they arrested. Now there's almost 400,000 gotaways. These are people who didn't get arrested by anybody, and that's based on camera traffic, drone traffic, sensor traffic that Gorbachev couldn't respond to. So, you know, terrorists and criminals don't want to get arrested. So how many of that 400,000 you think is on the FBI terror watch list? How many of that 400,000 were gang members? How many of that 400,000 were carrying fentanyl? Gorbachev arrested over 10,000 criminals, 52 of them convicted of a murder. Now, murderers and criminals don't want to get caught by Border Patrol. They're going to try to get away because their fingerprints get taken, and they're going to show that you're a criminal. We may detain you. Criminals are going to try to escape. So how many of that 400,000 were terrorists and criminals? It's a scary thought, but you better guarantee us most of them.
How much scamming do you think will be going on if they actually do offer them a couple of $100,000 or even $450,000 per kid? I mean, they're all going to be claiming that they're related to these kids. And unless they do DNA tests and fingerprint them, they're just going to keep using the same kids over and over again, aren't they? Like the way they scam the earned income tax credit here in the U.S., right?
Look, they've already done it, right? They've been screaming for 2 years, 2,500 family separations. Now all of a sudden it's 5,500. Then it's going to be 10,000. They went from 2,500, they doubled it, more than doubled it, 5,500. Where the hell those numbers come from? It's ridiculous. And you know, the task force to reunite kids with their parents because they were, you know, they were separated and they didn't keep track of the parents, that is a bunch of garbage. When ICE released, when the parent was getting deported, they were given the option. You want your child to go with you. Many of these parents chose no. My whole goal was to get the child here to live with the other spouse that's here illegally, get an American education, or live with relatives. They had no intent. of staying with the child. But now, all of a sudden, they're finding these parents that want to reunite with a child. Why? Because they're offering them permanent resident status. Who wouldn't want to take that offer up? It's one lie after another lie by this administration. And that's why I'm out there. I'm raising hell, because every time they do a newscast about this, I'm out there fighting back at it, because I know the truth. I know where the bodies are buried. I've been around too long. This administration is lying to American people, which is why they're flying these people all over the country in the dead of night, hiding that from the American people. Just like the secretary gets on stage every week saying the border's closed and it's secure. They've lied to the American people from the beginning. He stood on stage and says, these Haitians, go home or you're going to be deported. Meantime, he released 15,000. Then when Chris Wallace on Fox says, well, you released 15,000. Yeah, but they were in immigration proceedings. If you drill down on that, they're not in immigration proceedings because they're released on NTR. It's lie after lie after lie from this administration.
I was talking to somebody this weekend who knows you, and he said that you had this car. It was a nice car when you were the ICE commissioner, and that when they got rid of you, they sent the car up to Boston to the Burlington office, and supposedly the car, your old car, was seen being used as a picnic table by illegal aliens in the parking lot in Burlington.
You know, I know who told you that, and I'll have to throw him a beat when I see him. But you look, probably, look, this administration hates my guts because I won't go away. They wish I'd just shut up and go away because, like I said, I've been around 35 years. I worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. I know the games they play. And what irritates me more than anything is what I told you a little while ago. We got the first president of the United States that unsecured our border and put this country at grave danger. I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going away. They can try to mess with me as much as they want. Tom Homan isn't going anywhere. As a matter of fact, in 2024, the right guy comes back. Guess who else is coming back? Tom Homan.
I hope so. I hope so. What can we do in the meantime, though, Tom Homan?
Call your congressmen and senators up. I don't care if Democrats control Congress. Call your Republican senator and congressman and find out why the hell did you vote for the infrastructure package? Why are you negotiating anything with the Democrats? You ought to say, we're going to boycott all negotiations. We're going to boycott all votes until you show us something, border, and an actual enforcement strategy to secure the border. Until then, no meetings, no negotiations, no votes. I cannot believe that many Republican congressmen bailed Nancy Pelosi on the infrastructure package. In the meantime, turn their backs on American people and what's going on the border.
All right, Tom Homan, where can people follow you on social media?
I don't do social media. Then go to TomHomanSpeaks.com. I have a following there, but I don't do social media. I've never done social media. I may do social media when I come back work with President Trump, because I'll take pleasure in that point.
Tom Homan, we always love having you on the show, even though the news is very depressing these days. It's important that we all stay keep up with it. Thank you very much. That's Tom Homan, the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
We have a few more Biden cuts to play. Here's cut 16.
I used to know about everybody's district I was working with when I was vice president.
Every putty's district. Silly putty, I guess, is what he's talking about. So he's asked by Ducey again today about the $450,000, which the last time Ducey asked him about it, he said it was garbage. It was garbage.
As you were leaving for your overseas trip, there were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
Okay. That was what, Thursday or Friday? Okay, so this is today.
Where do you stand? You said last week that this report about migrant families at the border getting payments was garbage.
No, I didn't say that. Let's get it straight. You said everybody coming across the border gets $450,000.
The number was what you had a problem with.
The number I was referring to.
Fact check, he said up to $450,000.
Yeah, he said garbage. He said, Ducey asked him to elaborate or whether he meant the report. And he said the report was garbage. And so then again, we come back to what Tom Holman was saying. The arrests were made. They were separated because they violated the law. They broke the law. If they were going back into the states for a second time after they were being deported, it wasn't a misdemeanor. It was a felony. And so they want to be rewarded for committing a felony. The ACLU. Thank you, ACLU. Cut 20.
Now, here's the thing.
Sure.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration,
enforcing the law,
you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child. You lost your child. It's gone.
You
deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea. I have no idea.
And remember, Holman said that, originally, before there was money involved, there were a couple of thousand. Now it's up to 10,000. This is like what I told you. This is like the old bus accidents on the MBTA. We've all seen the buses riding around the city of Boston, pretty much empty at all hours, maybe not in the morning and evening rush hours, but otherwise empty. And all of a sudden there'll be an accident, just a fender bender. And, there's two people on the bus and 20 people or 30 people will show up down at the Boston Medical Center to be treated and to claim they have a whiplash or some kind of injury or emotional distress from the crash. It's the same thing happening here, only it's really, really big money. And these people are foreign criminals, not just local layabouts. I'm Howie Carr.